SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, dengan gelombang COVID baru yang diperkirakan akan melanda Australia pada bulan Agustus, kekhawatiran telah muncul tentang meningkatnya tekanan pada sistem kesehatan di seluruh negara ini. Ada juga kekhawatiran tentang meningkatnya jumlah kematian di fasilitas perawatan lanjut usia karena beberapa pembatasan semakin dilonggarkan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Gloria Kalashi untuk SBS News. Rumah panti jompo Huntingdon Gardens di selatan Sydney tidak akan mengubah aturan tentang siapa yang boleh berkunjung setelah berkonsultasi dengan penghuninya. Direktur layanan perawatan di rumah jompo itu, Feng Chen, mengatakan sangat banyak penghuni yang tidak ingin aturannya diubah.
All the residents express their wishes and they just say keep going with current arrangement. So I ask all the visitors who visit Huntingdon Gardens should have their vaccination.
Dan keputusan itu telah melegakan penghuni fasilitas tersebut yang berjumlah 171 orang.
I think if they people want to visit in the aged care, they should be vaccinated. We are all vaccinated, and why should they come in and make us sick?
I feel that people who aren't vaccinated should not be allowed in because everybody else has done the right thing, and for some people, I can't believe that some people think it's not necessary.
New South Wales bergerak sejalan dengan negara bagian lainnya, termasuk Victoria dan Queensland, dalam mengizinkan orang yang tidak divaksinasi untuk mengunjungi fasilitas perawatan panti jompo. Namun beberapa menyerukan aturan yang lebih seragam, termasuk Ian Hensky dari National Seniors Australia.
Remember a few years ago when there was a flu pandemic, it became mandatory for people to have a flu vaccination before they went into aged care and for people that worked in aged care. So we've seen this before.
Saat ini, sekitar 800 fasilitas yang melaporkan terserang wabah COVID dan tingkat kematian juga meningkat dengan hampir 100 penghuni panti jompo meninggal dalam seminggu. Menteri Perawatan Lanjut Usia Federal Annika Wells mengatakan pemerintah terus bertindak untuk melindungi yang paling rentan.
We have seen an increase of vaccination rates in residents in aged care. In just 6 weeks since we wrote to aged care providers, we have seen an increase of 15% in fourth dose vaccinations. And I want to thank providers and the workers who have worked so diligently to make that happen.
Menteri Wells mengatakan ia akan bertemu dengan penyedia perawatan lanjut usia minggu depan dalam upaya untuk membatasi penyebaran virus. Wells menguraikan rencana musim dingin pemerintah untuk mengatasi lonjakan yang diharapkan, yang difokuskan pada vaksinasi, akses ke obat antivirus, dan pelatihan pengendalian infeksi. Jumlah kasus dan rawat inap terus meningkat, dengan puncak gelombang ini masih akan datang. Para ahli termasuk Profesor Margaret Hellard dari Burnett Institute memperingatkan puncaknya akan tiba pada bulan Agustus, namun diperkirakan tidak separah yang terjadi pada bulan Januari yang lalu.
As best as we can tell, the peak's going to be there, but not quite as bad as in January at this stage. But we can do even better. And what I always ask people is to break our models. Break our models by putting on a mask. Break our model by getting a vaccine. So we don't have much of a peak at all. That would be fantastic.
Sistem kesehatan di seluruh negara ini mengalami ketegangan yang sangat besar. Di Victoria, hampir 2.000 petugas kesehatan saat ini tidak bekerja karena terjangkit COVID maupun flu. Rumah sakit Alfred telah menunda beberapa operasi efektif karena jumlah kasus baru terus bertambah, begitu pula lonjakan pada jumlah rawat inap. Pejabat Premier Victoria, Jacinta Allan, mengatakan rumah sakit adalah tempat terbaik dalam membuat keputusan yang sulit itu.
As best as we can tell, the peak's going to be there, but not quite as bad as in January at this stage. But it can be, we can do even better. And what I always ask people is to break our models. Break our models by putting on a mask. Break our model by getting a vaccine. So we don't have much of a peak at all. That would be fantastic.
Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai peringatan terhadap virus yang perbakannya diperkirakan akan mencapai puncaknya pada bulan Agustus. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Gloria Kalasi untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.